grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. I think my pictures are doing that thing where they're a little bit delayed, but we'll see if we can get through this today. As we read this story of the triumphal entry into Jerusalem by Jesus, we're aware that today's story is a little out of place. Actually, this gospel text is intended to be read at the very beginning of our service on Palm Sunday. And then throughout our service, we move from this story into the story of the Passion, into the story of Jesus' crucifixion and beyond. Indeed, the pictures are not working. But indeed, the story is an overture of all of Holy Week, so that all of the events of Holy Week get compacted into this text, this day, as we come together and celebrate this day of our journey together. And it'd be interesting, it'd be easy for us to stay in the hosannas, to stay in the victory and the blessings of this day. Indeed, many of us would rather it be just that. That we would not have to venture into the stories of this next week. That we would not have to venture into the troubles of this week. It's like thinking we should be able to skip Act 2 and go straight from Act 1 to Act 3, avoiding the hurdles, avoiding the trouble, avoiding the pain and the discomfort. But Jesus does ride into Jerusalem this day. Jesus rides into Jerusalem, and it's a celebration of Jesus as the long-awaited king, only even in the story, even in the text that we have read today, there is the tension and the irony of Jesus hailed as king, this one that we know will all too soon receive jeers and calls of crucifixion. Like a football team rides onto the field or runs onto the field amid the cheers of the cheerleaders and the crowds, the expectation is that we're going to win. We're going to make this happen. Only Jesus today rides in a little bit differently. On a colt that has never been ridden. Among questions of, what are you doing and why is this happening this way? And concluding with the very strange and simple statement that all he does when he gets there is look around and then exit once again. But the palm branches do wave. The hosannas do get shouted. And we join in that celebration. Only Jesus seems to know a little bit more. The crowd in the football stadium is cheering as the team comes on board, but the team is the one who stands cautious, waiting for the game to begin, because they know that the game still has an uncertain ending and that the work needs to be done. When I was a kid, we would take vacations, travel. Most of the time, we would go in our car. We would pile into the car with all of our toys and books and things to keep us satisfied for the journey. And over the summers and school breaks, we saw many things. We experienced much of the United States and a little bit of Canada and some other places. We were able to see great and wonderful things. But it wasn't all fun and games. We had those fights in the back seat. I heard those words from my mother, "Don't make me come back there." And not once or twice did my dad's hand reach back to "Separate, my sister and I," even as he kept one hand on the wheel. That, and there were indeed many roads that we traveled that were not exciting, that we wondered, would this straight and narrow road ever end? Would we ever come to a place where we'd see something more than fields and the occasional tree? Sometimes I wished that we could get in an airplane and fly like I heard other people would do, and occasionally we indeed would do that. But it wasn't long before I noticed that flying in the airplane didn't allow us the family time together, didn't allow us the roadside picnic out of the back of the station wagon, didn't allow us the games and the community time together. And there certainly, this is where a picture would be nice, there were certainly things in the landscape, like buffaloes looking in your car window, that cannot be experienced when flying on an airplane. Jesus rides into Jerusalem in defiance and as a contradiction to the more familiar scene of a victorious king riding into his home city, riding on his grand steed with all of his warriors around him. But Jesus knows that the victory is not what Jesus is after. The power is not what Jesus is after. The conquest is not what Jesus is after. Rather, as our text from Philippians today says, he humbled himself. He humbled himself and became obedient, even to death on a cross. And so we find today, as we journey our vacations and everyday lives, carrying our own crosses as Jesus has called us to do, that at times there are beautiful things to see, but the conquest and the victory and the mountaintop is not necessarily the point of our journeying, rather the opportunity to stoop down and reach into the lives of others, tending to their wounds, watching for the ways in which we can serve others. Even as we enter into this celebration of Easter week, it's not so much about how many people will we get to come to Easter service. How many ways can we promote our own congregation? But perhaps, more importantly, the ways in which we can share our gifts with others. As instead of decorating our sanctuary with Easter lilies, we decorate the world with the opportunity for girls and all people to learn and grow and be educated, and teachers to be safe in making those things happen. With our strategic planning team, perhaps it's not so much about finding a way that we can increase attendance or that we can grow our programs or that we can increase our influence in our community, but more about how we can reach out with God's hands and transform our community as Jesus would by healing and forgiving and offering that helping hand, even when it's something that we don't get noticed for, but we know will affect people's lives today and tomorrow and into the future. Jesus rides into Jerusalem knowing that the story will take a different turn, that the hosannas will transform to crucify, and that the shouts of victory will become tears of grief for only long enough until God transforms us once again. The expectation running onto the football field might be that we're going to win, but our expectation, as we take this journey today, is that we're going to share this blessing, that we're going to give ourselves away for the sake of our communities, that we're not going to skip Act Two, but we're going to double down on those hurdles and enter into those troubles of our lives just as we walk with Jesus into those places of pain and suffering with one another. And today, as we shout our hosannas, raise our palms, and throw them at Jesus' feet, we know that we too will be the ones to follow to victory. Thanks be to God. Amen.